Hello, everyone. Did you miss me? Because I missed you. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy Andrews. For those of you who might be new here, hi, welcome. I will be your host and your healer until death does us part. Today's episode, we are diving into happiness and how it's actually a work in progress. Happiness isn't something that we are born with. I think it's something that we get to attain in this lifetime. So, without further ado, let's get into it. What are we on this planet for if it's not to live, if it's not to try to live a happy and fulfilled life? See, I have a theory about life, and I think in order to maintain the maximum capacity of fulfillment, you would have to have gone through the maximum capacity of disappointment. How does that make sense, you're asking? Because in order to figure out what makes you happy, you have to figure out what pisses you off, what you don't like versus what you do like. And you can only learn that through experience. Sometimes we don't know if the risks that we're taking are worth it. The only way to find out is to jump off in the deep end, swim our way through it. What do? We either come up or we drown. Each experience we go through, whether it be positive or negative, it helps us distinguish a path forward that either helps us or hurts us. Let's use my college experience as an example. So I went to a fashion school in downtown LA, which no longer exists. So if they hit me up about my money, run me mine first. I still don't have a job, okay? I'm creating my own. Did you teach me entrepreneurship? No, you taught me product development. And here I are, developing the product that I am. When I applied to school, I didn't think about how I was gonna pay for it. I didn't think about if I was even gonna get a job after. I just did it. If it's meant for me, it's gonna be. And apparently it was. But if I didn't just dive in, and I would have spent the next 2-3 years in community college relearning what I just learned in high school, I don't know if I still would have gave school a chance after that. If I can complete it in 2 years, why not? It's the fast track to my future. Who's gonna wanna wait around for it? I wanted to see her. I wanted to meet her. So I did. I actually just had this conversation with my boyfriend the other day because we went to our favorite diner in LA and he was like, damn, imagine coming to school in a city like downtown LA. And I was like, I didn't say anything. He was like, you actually did, didn't you? And I was like, yeah, I have no fucking clue what I was thinking. I graduated FITM when I was 22 years old. I wasn't out at the bars. I wasn't getting down in the clubs. I was putting the work into myself, whether I liked it or not. Whether I realized it or not. You gotta experience it to figure out if you really like it. Would I go back to school now? If I really had to. But I feel like now if I were to go to school, it's because I wanna learn about plants, like botanicals. I wanna go learn about crystals, you know? Like cool shit, not like to get a job. I'm not gonna go to school to work for somebody. Like, come on now. I think for a long time, I was living in this dream that whatever job I landed in fashion, it was going to catapult me somewhere in New York City. And that was not the truth. New York City and Los Angeles are two whole different fashion beasts. Although I have not had the pleasure of going to New York City yet, one day I will make it there. Well, I'm just saying, one day I will make it there. Period. But I was depending on these jobs, these desk jobs, these designer jobs, to value me enough to fly me out. And God saw it before I did, thank God. I don't think I was ready for that lifestyle, to be honest. I probably would have been a very materialistic, rude, snobby bitch. So God humbled me real quick. He gave me perspective. He said, hey, you're not gonna get this job, but we're gonna give you something if you're really paying attention. And what did they give me? What did the universe gift me? The journey of self-discovery. The journey of diving deep into myself using astrology, numerology, and my intuition. Perhaps you would have to fuck around enough to find out. This is our only life. Why not spend it learning and exploring all the possibilities that we're capable of? If fashion didn't want me, I wasn't going to stick around to stay. I wasn't meant to design clothes, but I was meant to design my own reality. I always tell my boyfriend that he is responsible for making my dreams come true because he inspires me to become exactly who 13-year-old me would be inspired to be. She has a degree, she found out working a 9-to-5 wasn't for me, and now she hosts a weekly podcast on self-discovery. He's helped shape me for the past, we're going on almost, are we going on 8 years, Eddie? We've been together for more than 5 years, let's just say that. I've always wanted to get my septum pierced. I constantly use this example because I've always wanted my septum pierced for the longest. And he came with me. He gave me the guts to go pierce my nose. Yes, we might have like downed 3 beers beforehand. Yes, I might have been under the influence, but like, he gave me the guts to go do it. And if a man gives you the guts to go do things, to get shit done, keep him. And if he makes you laugh, kiss him. Like, yes, baby. That is my man. And I'm so just grateful to have him in my life because without him, I don't know if I'd be this far. I don't know if I would have come this far. I didn't come this far just to come this far. So on my journey of self-discovery, while I was working in fashion, I found out that I didn't like to commute for an extra 2 hours a day. I didn't like the road rage that I was encountering outside and inside of myself. Did I like to sit at a desk all day? No, especially when there was no access to windows, when there was no window access. I need to see the outside. And a 30-minute break between an 8-hour shift was not enough for me. No, it wasn't. There was also copying. Most jobs that I've had, if not all of them, have had a design director. Somebody who tells me what to sketch. Somebody who tells me how to sketch, how much to sketch, when to sketch. But what I noticed was that they were just giving me copies of other clothes. They're just like, change the seam or change the length of that, but it's the exact replica of something that's already been done. It's empirical for me to maintain a certain level of fucks to give physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Let's start with the physical aspect of self-care. For me, personally, means taking care of my vessel, of my body, of my being. That means going for walks, going outside, getting exercise, Pilates, at-home Pilates, yoga, moving your body. Our body does so much for us, whether we realize it or not. Our hearts are pumping, our lungs are lunging, our eyes are eyeing, and our ears are earing. And we take things for granted. So let's check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Moving to my mental self-care, that just means a lot of journaling, a lot of reading, expanding, singing. It just means like using my brain, using my emotions to connect the two and figure out what the fuck's going on under the hood, you know? Emotionally is more like crying. I cleanse and I rest. When I'm emotional, everybody should stay away or you'll be real stressed. Then we go into my spiritual self-care. This is where I go into the ethereal realm where I really need help. The Council of the Divine, that is where I do my spiritual self-care. I'm talking crystals, I'm talking tarot, and I'm talking Vogue. That was a joke. But when I go into my spiritual self-care, it's more like protecting my energy, making sure my energy's balanced. I make sure my chakras are intact, you know, like meditation, sound bowls. I was actually like cleaning my studio yesterday and I was playing sound baths on YouTube. And my dad walks in and he's like, what is that noise? What does it mean? He's like, it's scary. And I'm like, you just need to breathe. You just need to calm down, sit down, take a deep breath, and listen. Release, breathe. You know, he doesn't get it. People don't get it. But like, that's sometimes things you got to do. You got to put some sound baths on. You got to just lay down and have a meditation. Just take a deep breath. I've been into breathing exercises lately. I love a 4-4-4-4. Breathe in 4, hold 4, breathe out 4, hold 4. Keep going until you get into that state of flow. Breathing exercises, meditation, keeping your spiritual aura intact is very important. It's just as important as your body, your mental, and your emotional, okay? Don't forget it. Get into it or get left behind. Happy people don't go to the same places as Les Miserables. We all want a good life, but it starts with paying attention to yours, especially with the new year coming around, you guys. I am such a fan of New Year's. Like, me and New Year's, if we could have a baby, wouldn't it be the sparkliest little ambitious fucking thing you'd ever dream of? Anyways, with the new year coming around, it's the perfect time to map out exactly who you want to be. What makes you happy? What would you do for free? Spend the rest of December figuring that out, then spend the rest of 2026 making it happen. I know you're capable, and I know you're willing, and I know if you're still listening, 2026 is about to be on and popping. Moving on to the unlearning part of the podcast, where we discuss any habits or mindsets that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. Well, this week, you guys, I am unlearning the habit. Is it a habit or a lifestyle? To be so indecisive. It's either a yes or a no. Either I like it or I don't. If anything I touched on in this episode hit a sweet spot for you, please let me know. Don't forget to follow the pod so you don't miss out on any future unfashionable moments with me. I'm back on the screen. If you are not here on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen, visit me on YouTube if you want to get the real experience. Thank you so much for listening, especially if you're listening all the way up until this point. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend.